Share a cut with your client without exporting. VibeChopper's share button captured your exact viewport, timeline position, selected clip, shared chat context, and sent a themed email plus push notification to a teammate. Overview. Gnarls here. Let's talk about the worst part of the job. Overview. It's not the cutting. It's the part where the cut is good enough to show somebody and you have to figure out how to put it in front of them. Overview. You used to export a watermarked MP4. 3 minutes of render. Drop in Dropbox. Paste a link in Slack. Wait for them to open it on the bad couch laptop with the buzzing speaker. Around 1:34. Around. Around. Overview. You scrub to link 34. To 1:33. To 1:36. Nothing wrong at any of those. You scrub to 1:24. See the cut. Fix it in 12 seconds. Re-render. Re-upload. Re-paste. Wait. Overview. We built a button for this. The cut never left the app. The render never ran. The around 1:34 never happened. 1. The look at 1:34 problem. Look at 1:34 failed because the timecode was the only thing the medium could carry. 1. The look at 1:34 problem. What you actually wanted to send was a frame, the clip that frame belonged to, the timeline state, playhead, selection, panel, and the thought you had when you paused. You wanted your client to receive that in the same room you were standing in. 1. The look at 1:34 problem. Email couldn't carry the room. Slack couldn't either. Loom carried a video of the room, but the room wasn't openable. .io carried the room and charged a per-seat tax to do it and lived outside the editor. 1. The look at 1:34 problem. We had a different idea. The room was already the editor. Your client was already a row in the database because you'd already added them to give notes. The deep link from the editor to itself already existed for the universal app to bounce between phone and Vision Pro. We just had to wire those three facts together. 1. The look at 1:34 problem. The share dialog was that wiring. 2. What the share captured. Press the share button and you got a dialog called Share This View. At the top, a preview card with the current frame's thumbnail, a magenta badge with the timecode, a cyan badge with the selected clip's name, and one short line of the AI-generated description for that part of the footage. 2. What the share captured. That preview wasn't decoration. It was the receipt. The system telling you what was going in the envelope. 2. What the share captured. What actually went in the envelope, captured live the moment you press share. 2. What the share captured. The project ID and title. The playback time to 3 decimals. The selected clip ID. Every clip ID in your current selection, plus the selected video and track. The chat tab you had open, AI or shared, and the timeline thread or edit artifact you are attached to. The right panel state, which tab, open or closed. The chat panel state, collapsed, full screen, pixel height. The timeline zoom, the endpoint, the outpoint. A preview bundle, project title, clip title, thumbnail URL, AI generated frame description. 2. What the share captured. The preview bundle was the part that turned a deep link into a message. Your recipient didn't have to log in to see what you wanted them to look at. The thumbnail and description wrote along inside the email and chat card. 2. What the share captured. You usually overwrote it. 1 sentence. The system carried the rest. 2. What the share captured. Below the note, 2 checkboxes, both on by default. Push now fired a notification at every device they were signed in on. Email if unopened after 5 minutes held an email in the queue and only sent it if they hadn't clicked the push. 1 nudge, not 3. 2. What the share captured.
Below those, a recipient list. Every collaborator on the project with avatar and email. Click 1, click 3, click everyone. 30-second highlight reel almost cut. The bride's mom is the client. You want her opinion on a held shot of a laugh. 5. Walkthrough. Share a cut, get notes, ship the revision. You scrub to 134. The wide shot of the laugh fills the player. You select the clip. The right panel is on properties. The AI chat is collapsed. 5. Walkthrough. Share a cut, get notes, ship the revision. You press share. The dialogue opens. 5. Walkthrough. Share a cut, get notes, ship the revision. You click only the bride's mom in the recipient list. You leave both notification checkboxes on. You type, hold the laugh longer here. 8. You press share. 5. Walkthrough. Share a cut, get notes, ship the revision. The dialogue closes. Your clipboard has the deep link in it. 5. Walkthrough. Share a cut, get notes, ship the revision. The bride's mom is at brunch. Her phone buzzes. She taps it. The universal app opens on her phone. The editor loads at 134. The wide shot selected, your note already in the shared chat tab. She watches it 3 times. She types back. Longer. 8. 5. Walkthrough. Share a cut, get notes, ship the revision. Your phone buzzes. You see the reply without leaving the project. 6 seconds. You scrub, the laugh holds. 5. Walkthrough. Share a cut, get notes, ship the revision. You don't render, you don't export. You press share again. The new preview already reflects the edit. Send. The bride's mom watches. Yes, perfect. 4 minutes since the first share. Her email never sent because the push got opened in time. 5. Walkthrough. Share a cut, get notes, ship the revision. 3 exchanges, 0 exports. The cut moved. The client felt heard. You shut the laptop. 6. The honest disclaimers. 2 things to be straight about. 6. The honest disclaimers. 1. This only worked with people already shared on the project. The recipient list was the project's collaborator list. To add someone new, you added them as a collaborator first. Public review links live in a different threat model than collaborator notes. We didn't want a forwarded email leading to an opened URL anyone could land on. The share carried weight because the recipient was named, signed in, and accountable. If you needed to see why an AI move happened on a share, the tool trace cards lived in the same project view your collaborator landed on. 6. The honest disclaimers. 2. It didn't replace the final delivery. If your client said yes, ship it, you still had to hand them an MP4 they could put on Instagram. That's what export was for. MP4, MOV, WebM, FCP, XML, EDL. 6. The honest disclaimers. That's the cycle that turned a one-day project into a one-week project. Export happened once at the end when everyone agreed. The middle of the project, the thinking, happened in the room. Same room, same playhead. 7. The cut that never left the app. An export is a snapshot. You burn one in, you ship it, and the moment your client comes back with a note, that snapshot is stale. So you re-render, so it's stale again 12 minutes later. Every cycle is a small expensive lie about where the cut actually is. 7. The cut that never left the app. A deep link is the opposite. It's a pointer. Whatever you do to the timeline between sending and opening, they see the latest. If they bookwork the share email and click 3 days later, they land on the current project, not a frozen render. The pointer survived your edits. 7. The cut that never left the app. The small shift. Editing software for 20 years treated the export as the product. It wasn't. The export was the receipt. The share dialogue with the thinking inside the room where the cut actually lived. 7. The cut that never left the app. Your client's note arrived attached to the frame it was about.
Your reply landed on the same frame. The frame, meanwhile, kept being part of a live project. Notes and cut were the same artifact, not 2 artifacts you had to keep syncing. 7. The cut that never left the app. Burnout's not a character flaw. It's a tool problem. One of the heaviest tools in the pile was the export and link review cycle. We took it out of the box. 7. The cut that never left the app. Next rep. Open a project, scrub to a moment you're not sure about, press share, type 1 sentence, send it to 1 person, put the laptop down for the afternoon. Let the room do the carrying. Sleep when the reply comes back. 7. The cut that never left the app. See you on the timeline. 7. The cut that never left the app. Gnarls.